We are back on the Andy Finn Show, and we have a special guest here tonight. So we're done talking about Star Wars, but I have a very special interview tonight. And Yoda, thanks for being here. I have a few questions for you.
Welcome you are.
Mm-hmm. No, you are welcome. I am the host.
Whatever.
So, how was it working on your... Now, is this your sixth film? No, you didn't appear in the first one or two, did you?
Appeared in the first one, I did not. Make my first appearance in Empire Strikes Back, I did.
Yes, good, good. Well, you're one of the favorites. Everybody loves a little rodent, you know?
Who?
What are you exactly? You're not a rodent, then. But you're not a human being. I know you're a Jedi teacher.
Yes, teacher I am.
Okay, so what did you think of... What do you think of the new movie relative to the ones that came before?
Scarier it is. Bloodier it is, but more action it has. More of a money maker it will be.
Yes, yes, I'm certain of that. And you've cut yourself in for a percentage, I hope?
Yes, my agent, a marvelous job he did. I have appearances, cereal boxes, toys made after me. And,
absolutely, toys.
Merchandising alone will make lots of money for me, it will.
There's a lot of lovable characters in Star Wars over the years. The Tribbles, for example.
Mm-hmm.
No, that was Star Trek, wasn't it?
Yes.
But a lot of lovable characters, but people say you are the most lovable of all.
Oh, Chewbacca's more lovable, I think.
Oh, I don't know about that, but Chewbacca...
Better agent he has.
Maybe, but he doesn't speak very good English.
Mm.
And so people like the way you talk.
Some people would argue that speak good English. I do not.
They would, but they would lose that battle because they wouldn't know quite what you were saying.
Also, they would lose because they do not possess the Force.
No, they do not.
Or a lightsaber.
And you've got all of that. So, but I understand that you were a little bit dissatisfied with the size of your role in this movie.
Yes, much smaller it was.
Than you expected.
Yes.
Because it's a substantial role, but you're a big star, and you probably deserved more time on screen, don't you think?
Not only lack of screen time was I disappointed in, but I requested kosher deli tray, and it was not kosher.
Oh, for your dressing room?
Yes, and I requested only green M&Ms and red ones they sent.
Oh, yeah, that's a problem for a star like yourself. You know, you can take your Force and shove it at some point, it seems to me, if you're not getting the color of the M&Ms right.
Yes, and lattes, not enough sugar they had. Most disconcerting.
Yes, yes. Well, it sounds like it's tough being Yoda.
Yes, it is.
So, any advice for the boys and girls out there for, you know, for life or for how to get free tickets to the latest movie? Anything?
Stay in school, you must. Obey your elders and never, ever drift to the dark side of the Force.
Excellent advice. Yoda, thank you for being here.
Thank you, Andy.
And we'll see you after the next movie, perhaps.
Perhaps you will.
Well, that was Yoda came into the studio to talk to us. What a thrill, really, to see that little guy. I take back everything I said about the last movie, Mike.
Yeah, he's a nice guy.
Really nice guy.
Shorter than I thought.
Well, you know, he probably puts lifts in those shoes or those feet or whatever the heck it is he's got on. And, you know, on the screen, it's just different. You know, John Travolta's not that tall either.
Man, did you see his girlfriend in the green room?
Oh, she was hot.
Knockout.
Man.
Those Dagobah girls know how to party.
Well, you know, you make the kind of money he makes, and women just fall all over you.
Yes. Yeah, it was good having him.
I have that problem sometimes, too.